Hey, if it isn't my new friend, I'm surprised you're not avoiding me. Nice wedding, right? You must be so happy for your sister. What's up with you? You seem upset. Oh, you must be so pissed to be sitting at the same table as me all night. Well, hopefully not literally pissed. Well, don't pout. I'm just kidding. Can I let you in on a secret? I ran into your stepmom after the ceremony, and she told me you kept your big girl pull-ups dry the whole time. You must be so proud. No, really, I'm impressed. A whole hour and not a single drop in your good nights? You just might be out of diapers sooner than you think. We'll just see if you can keep it that way for the whole night. So, do they fit okay? I kind of knew they would. You're not much bigger than I was when I still had to wear them. That was a few years ago. How does it feel to be back in training pants at your age? I bet you didn't think that would happen one day, although, from what I hear about your little accidents, maybe you should have been expecting this. I'm wondering why they haven't bought you some kind of diaper sooner. It would have been much simpler. Think about it. You would have kept your pants dry at Christmas, and nobody would even know about your accidents. Hey, don't look at me like that. I'm not the villain here. I just want to help. I know what it feels like. I used to put on those pull-ups at sleepovers. You think I wanted to wear them? I hated them. But I knew it was better than peeing all over my pajama pants in front of my friends, right? To be honest, this morning when your stepmom called us up and I finally told them I had some old good nights that she could take, they treated me like a savior. I'm not kidding. They were really stressed about the whole you peeing yourself thing. My mom was on the phone and all of a sudden she asked me, "Honey, where are your pull-ups?" I didn't even get what she was saying. I had totally forgotten about those. And then she said, "The pull-ups for your bed wedding." That goes way back. I didn't even know if I still had a pack somewhere. I guess I never threw them out. I must have kept them in case of a relapse or something. You know, towards the end, I could only put one on occasionally in times of stress, like before an exam or something like that. Anyway, I'm glad I could help. It's the least I could do. Your sister is marrying my cousin. We're practically family now. Plus, I haven't worn those in so long. What else could I do with them? At first, they might be for a nervous little flower girl or something. When I learned they were for you, I was so shocked. But I'm glad they'll end up being useful. Well, she didn't say your name. All she said was someone related to the bride had trouble keeping their pants dry, so they're wondering if they could borrow one of your old pull-ups. Someone related to the bride? Who else could it be? You're her only relative. So it was pretty easy to figure out who they were for, and I knew you lived close, so I offered to drop them off at your house. Not gonna lie, I was kind of embarrassed at first to have to dig up my old good nights. They brought up bad memories. Yes, I used to wet the bed, and yes, I had to put them on every night for a long time. So I don't remember them very fondly, but then I realized that you were gonna have to put one on in the middle of the day, and it just made me laugh. How could I pass up a chance to see you walking around in your old pull-ups? If you had been nice to me before, I would have felt bad for you. It can't be fun to still be worried about peeing your pants at your age. But ever since I met you, you've been acting all superior. Like, just because I'm a few years younger, all of a sudden you can't be hanging out with me? And that comment you made the other day, bitching about sitting at the kids' table for the wedding? Don't think I forgot about that. What is it you said exactly? That you didn't want to be the babysitter for me and my sisters? You were trying to be such a smartass, belittling me, when in reality, you're the one who probably needs a babysitter. Who else is gonna make sure you keep those pull-ups dry? This is so funny to me. How tables turn. We're gonna have a fun night together. Your mom told me you have something to tell me. Well, go on. I'm all ears. What's that? You're gonna have to speak louder than that. Oh, that's such a shy little apology. And what else? You want to say thank you? Oh, you're very welcome, sweetie. I'm glad you're thankful for those training pants. I'm sure they're gonna be useful. Don't blush. It's okay. It's what they're for anyways, right? We shouldn't have you walking around in pull-ups if we thought you weren't gonna use them, right? So you only have to be embarrassed about it. Well, you don't have to be embarrassed about it. Same as babies aren't embarrassed about wetting their diapers. It's only natural. Sure, pull-ups are supposed to be just in case, technically, But let's be real. The only reason they made you put on my old goodnights is because they didn't have any other diaper available for you. That's how much they expect you to pee yourself. So you're damn right to be grateful. If it wasn't for me, you'd be wearing Pampers right now. Instead, you got yourself some big girl pull-ups. It could be worse. At least those you can actually slide down if you manage to get to the bathroom on time. They're just like panties, only a bit thicker. You should have seen how relieved your stepmom was when I told her I'd come by and give her those goodnights if I hadn't offered that solution. I'm not sure what they would have done. I think a little detour by the store was likely, and then who knows, she might have chose something a bit more adult and plain. Some kind of granny panties, white diaper. Maybe that would have been better for you. Or she could have gone all in and picked the thickest, bulkiest incontinence diaper that would make you waddle like a little ducky. Not to mention that there's no taking them off. Wouldn't that be adorable? You'd have to go ask stepmommy for a change when you feel your bum is wet. Then upsy-daisies on the changing table with your legs in the air. But nope. Instead, you've got those discreet bedwetting training pants, you lucky little baby. Sure, they're a little childish, and yeah, they are pretty girly with those pink butterflies and flowers, but at least no one's gonna see them. Yet. And if you play nice, we'll keep it that way. Go ahead, keep drinking up like you usually do. I know you want to forget all about this. Maybe if you don't say anything, I'll go away. Is that what you're thinking? Oh, I'm so sorry, but you've got it all wrong, sweetie. Your stepmom asked me to watch over you tonight? She did. She doesn't trust you very much, does she? She's so worried you're gonna embarrass her. Little does she know the only person you're embarrassing is yourself, and I am here to make sure of it. Relax. All I mean is I'm here to make sure that you don't leak through those pull-ups when you end up using it. Your stepmom is scared you're gonna ruin that cute little outfit of yours and have everyone talking about you again. Those training pants don't hold that much, you see. You might just need to be changed a few times tonight, so I'm gonna have to monitor you. It's really not a big deal. I'll just take you to the bathroom if you're wet. Look, she even gave me a few spare pull-ups. Let me show you. I have flowers and owl, or, let me see. Somewhere in here. Oh, little hearts and butterflies, just like I remember. Aren't they adorable? Hey, don't worry, no one's looking our way. Besides, what do you care if people know? Everyone already knows you peed your pants at Christmas, so what's the difference with them knowing you're gonna pee yourself again tonight? At least they'll think you were smart enough to protect yourself this time. Okay, I'll put them away. Relax. Jeez. If I'd known you'd make a big fuss about changing your goodnights, I would have suggested putting you in thicker diapers and be done with it. I'm being nice by checking and making sure you're okay tonight, and you're acting like such a baby, wearing pull-ups. It's a privilege. You have to be mature enough for them. Understand you have a problem and be honest when you have an accident. If you're gonna be such a baby about it, how can I trust you to tell me if you go potty in your pull-ups? Or are you gonna be too embarrassed to ask me for a change? Okay, you're giving me no choice. I was gonna let you be a grown-up about it, but it looks like I'm gonna have to keep checking on you the whole night. Every hour, you're gonna have to show me those pull-ups so I can see for myself if they're wet or not. I can't trust your word on it anymore, and I know you're gonna use them. No, too late. You can't go cry to your stepmommy about it. I'm sure she'd agree with me anyways. What else are you gonna do? We're at your sister's wedding in the middle of nowhere. You can't even drive, and your stepmom has your hotel key. Are you gonna run away from me all night? You're just telling me I'm gonna have to ask for more help to chase you down. I'm gonna have a few maids of honor who would love to play babysitter with me. So, go ahead, try to avoid me. I'll start spreading the word that you got yourself too drunk again and threatened to drive. We'll see how fast everyone tries to hold you down. Who do you think they'll believe? Me, whom everybody trusts to babysit their kids? Or you, who nobody trusts to even keep your pants dry? You're trapped, aren't you? Well, you better behave, because I'm your only chance at keeping your little secret between you and me. What happened? Cat got your tongue? You're not so loud now, are you? Uh-oh. Did you have a little accident? Did I really scare you into peeing yourself? I bet I did. No. Show me? I want to see your pull-ups. Yeah, right now. Duh. I don't care there's people around. No one's paying attention. And we're not going anywhere. We'll do it here. The longer you take, the more embarrassing it'll be. You're just going to start drawing attention to yourself. If you do it the right way, then I won't make you stand up. And people, they're gonna stare. You know what? The fact that you don't want to show me makes me think you really have something to hide. You did it, didn't you? After all that tough talk, you went tinkle in your training pants? Maybe you do deserve diapers. I wouldn't have to check you so often. You could just sit in it like you obviously want to. Stop lying and show me if you're all that confident and still dry. Come here. Still feels dry to me, but I should probably check the inside too. It's a little damp in there. Did you go a few drops? Did you tinkle just a little? That's what pull-ups are for, silly, so you don't wet your panties. Oh, it's just sweat, is it? I think you're fibbing to me. Don't forget I used to wear these, so I know what it feels like. So why are you lying to me? I know you peed a little bit in your good nights, and that's okay. As a matter of fact, I want you to do it again right now. Here's the deal. If you do as I say, we'll go to the bathroom and change you discreetly. I won't tell anyone about it if you don't. We'll just wait until you until you do have an accident, and believe me, I'll make sure you will. Then we'll go together, tell your stepmom, and you know what the consequences will be. I'm sure she has a lot of different punishments in mind for you. I hear she might have a nice diaper pack waiting for you upstairs in your hotel room for nighttime. She might want to put you in one of those with your jammies and come back down to the party for your Betty buys. How does that sound? You don't want that, do you? Then piss yourself, little one. Here, I'll put my hand right by your crotch to help. Go on. Show me what a big baby you are. Show me we were not right to put you in pull-ups because you clearly are not ready for grown-up underwear. Go ahead. Do it. Let go in your training pants. You'll see. You'll feel much better once you realize I'm right and accept your fate as a diapered little one. No more grown-up worries about you making it to the bathroom on time. Prove to me that you deserve to be in diapers. Wet yourself. You don't have to fight it anymore. You don't have to be an adult anymore. I'm the one in charge. I will change you, and you'll be nice and dry. It'll feel so good. Just do it. That's right. I can feel it. It's so warm. Now put your thumb in your mouth. Suck on it. Such a good baby. Don't cry. It's okay. It's nothing to be ashamed of. I was expecting this of you all along. That's kind of why you're in pull-ups, for little accidents like these. Now tell me, are we going to do this all night? Wetting your training pants and changing into a new one? Pretending next time is going to be different? Or should we go upstairs and get you in a nice, comfy diaper for the rest of the evening? I think the answer is obvious.